Sonia Sarge joins us. Hey, Sonia.
Good morning.
Sonia is digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about business stories on Fridays. The city of Sacramento released proposed parking rates for arena events at Golden One Center. What do downtown business groups think? Are they satisfied with the fees?
Right now, it seems like those groups tentatively support these proposed rates. You know, in the past, they'd been concerned that a flat fee for special events would discourage people from parking downtown, whether or not they were attending an arena event. Basically, the city has limited the highest flat fee to evenings of the biggest events and the area closest to the arena.
So how much can we expect to pay?
It's a complex structure with different rates depending on where you park, but the maximum rate for parking on the street within 3 blocks of the arena is a flat nightly fee of $18.75.
And when do these rates go into effect?
Well, they'll go before the Sacramento City Council on August 16th, then they would take effect on September 23rd.
In other arena news, the Kings announced a partnership with Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. What does this mean for Golden One Center?
This means that, among other things, the brewer will have its own lounge in the arena, and it will also make a special King's beer.
Sierra Nevada is pretty well known. Does this new partnership say anything about Sacramento's beer scene?
Well, this is another out-of-town brewer that is establishing a local presence. Sierra Nevada, as you probably know, is from Chico. And then recently we learned that East Bay brewer Drake's will be in the barn in West Sacramento. Then Fieldwork Brewing from Berkeley is opening a tap room in Midtown. So this raises all sorts of discussions about the role that out-of-town brewers should play in our growing beer scene and, you know, if local brewers should get any kind of preference when it comes to the area's more prominent venues.
There was also some wine news this week.
Now there is wine tasting available at Insight Coffee Roasters. Just one of the local company's locations, the Pavilion site, is offering wine tastings on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. This is mainly because of a local group of investors and business partners, including a partner in Insight Coffee, has a winery project called Bilarine Cellars, and those wines are available for tasting in the coffee shop, and you can also buy bottles.
Do you think this will appeal to coffee customers?
Well, those involved in the project say that there are parallels between wine tasting and coffee tasting, which is also offered by Insight. And, you know, this pairing of alcohol and coffee, or at least offering both of these items, is pretty widespread. We see other locally owned coffee shops, as well as Starbucks, of course, ventured into the territory with its evening programs. Now, the advantage of what's available at Insight is, of course, the opportunity to talk with local folks who are very familiar with both the coffee world and the wine world.
A Sacramento entrepreneur made a big deal involving instant noodles. What's this about?
The local company behind the Rapid Ramen Cooker, that company now has a deal with the entity behind Top Ramen, which basically means we will see Top Ramen branded cookers from Rapid Ramen. This is the next step for a pretty well-known company that's had quite a bit of success. They appeared on Shark Tank. Its products are in Walmart locations, and they have multiple licensing deals.
And what exactly does the Rapid Ramen Cooker do?
It's billed as a perfect way to cook ramen in the microwave. It cuts down on the time that's required to cook ramen on the stove, which is often perceived as the higher quality method. But under this new cooker format, you can make it in the microwave with the same taste and quality. You know, its popularity isn't that surprising given our culture's focus on convenience. We see all these prepared meals and delivery services. It's not that surprising that people want to make good ramen as quickly as possible. And the product line has even branched out to include devices for rice, oatmeal, and macaroni and cheese. You probably could guess that a lot of college students are buying this local product.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.